Power. Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war, makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world of peace, invites you to enjoy one full hour of music and entertainment with the popular Kay Armon, America's outstanding quartet, the Merrimacks, and as a special feature for Mother's Day, a radio musical reunion of three wounded servicemen and their mothers. And of course, on the podium, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, who hail the spirit of the day with Song of Liberation.
Especially great for today, Glenn. That was the Song of Liberation the Russian composer Shostakovich wrote during the siege of Moscow, when the future looked the darkest. It was a plea and an inspiration.
A song very fitting for today.
Which brings us to you, Glenn, and a fitting thought for right now. Take it, Mr. Riggs.
When our president appointed this day as a day of prayer and thanksgiving, he expressed the heartbeat of the nation. We give thanks to an almighty providence that he has permitted the cause of freedom and humanity to prevail over the forces of tyranny. The spirit of the day is essentially personal. All of us have our own private emotions, our own highly personal reasons that give meaning and substance to our prayers. Yet Philco, too, as an institution, has cause to join in this day of thanksgiving. For with all of America's industry, its fate and its destiny was wrapped up in victory for the American way of life. Thus, as we reach the halfway mark, Philco gives thanks for the opportunity it has had to serve, and prays for the strength and ingenuity to do its part until final and complete victory, until peace is made secure. Judd, as spokesman for the Merrimacks, can you tell me what your secret is for picking songs?
There's no secret. We try them out. If we like them, we sing them.
Oh, can't be that easy. You've got more hits to your credit than almost any other singing group.
Well, I guess we've had luck.
Luck? Judd, they tell me that along Tin Pan Alley, they hold their breaths when a new song is written and it's passed on to the Merrimacks. If you give it the nod, they say it's in the bag.
Oh, we're not always right, Pops. But we've got a newie here today we'd like to try. Called A Kiss Goodnight.
Well, if you boys like it, my money's on it, too. Come on, boys, and let's do it.
I kissed her once, and I was so happy. I kissed her twice, goodnight. A kiss goodnight is all right. But remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss. And a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss.
It's an old custom
for a boy
and a girl
to embrace in some secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid
as to do a turnabout face.
So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at three or four. Dozen or more and more and more and more.
Oh, a kiss.
Good night is all right, but just remember this,
that a kiss.
Good night leads to another kiss.
A kiss.
Good night with a hug real tight. It is nothing short of bliss.
And a kiss.
Good night leads to another.
Navy hospitals throughout the country, there are thousands of American fighting men who were wounded overseas, brought back to the States, yet are still a long way from home. In a tribute to mothers everywhere, the Philco Hour now brings the voices of some of these boys to their mothers. We take you now to the United States Naval Hospital at St. Albans, Long Island, to bring you the first of the radio reunions as our contribution to Mother's Day. Come in, Gene Hamilton.
This is Gene Hamilton speaking to you from Ward 115 at St. Albans Naval Hospital. Right here beside me is... Would you mind telling me your name, sailor?
James Corey, shipfitter first class, salvage division.
And you're from?
A little town in Montana called Moon Creek.
We got in touch with your mother, Jimmy. And I can tell you that right now there's plenty of excitement in a certain living room in Moon Creek. Your mother's sitting there with her ear glued to the loudspeaker. And she wants us to tell you that your dog, Bobby, is at the radio, too.
My dog, Bobby, is listening. Can I talk to him?
I don't see why not.
Hello, Bobby. Sit up, Bobby.
You think he sat up?
He always did.
Well, Jimmy, your mother wanted to know just how you looked. so we can tell her you look fine. You've got a chest full of campaign ribbons and that insignia on your arm. It looks like a diver's helmet.
It is a diver's helmet. I'm a Navy diver.
That's logical. Diving sounds like an interesting job. Tell us something about it.
Not much to tell. I served 2 years clearing the harbors in the Solomons. Then I was sent to Toulon and Marseille during the invasion, diving for wrecks and getting the harbor ready for use.
Not much, eh? I read about that job. You boys working at the bottom of the harbor while German planes and artillery were dropping explosives all around you. Jimmy, where were you hurt?
At Marseille, where I lost this finger. But I think I'm pretty lucky, and they fixed me up fine here at St. Albans. We get the best.
You look as good as new to me.
The Navy thinks so. I expect to be back in active service again in about 2 weeks.
You're going back?
There's still a pretty big job to do out in the Pacific.
And you're one of the fellows who should know. Jimmy, as our gift to you, Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus would like to play and sing your mother's favorite tune. What was it?
Well, when I was a kid, she was always singing Danny Boy.
Then Danny Boy it is. And Jimmy, as our gift from you to your mother, we're sending her a recording of this program with your part in it. Okay, Paul Whiteman, it's all yours.
Thanks, Gene. And to Mrs. Corey from her son, Jimmy, for Mother's Day, here's Danny Boy.
There's a young man now serving in the United States Army Air Forces who is famous for his wonderful music and his odd titles. The young man is Sergeant David Rose. The song that Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra now play is The Dance of the Spanish Onion.
Thank you.
A year ago, a young singer came to New York for the first time to make a bid for her place in the musical world. Paul Whiteman heard her and, despite the fact that she was comparatively unknown, decided that she deserved a place on the Radio Hall of Fame. Paul has another score to add to his list of discoveries, because in a year's time, that girl, Kay Armon, has climbed close to the top of the list of popular singers. And yesterday, when Georgia Gibbs, our singing star, was suddenly taken ill, Kay was glad to repay Paul the favor and found time between rehearsals for the three programs she's doing to dash over here and fill in for her good friend Georgia. And now, a song that Kay first introduced about 6 months ago and which right now is one of the best sellers. Kay Armon singing, "There, I Said It Again."
I love you, there's nothing to hide, it's better than burning inside. I love you, no use to pretend, there I've said it again. No other way, I love you, I will to the end, there I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are praises, the thought that amazes is you love me and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There I've said it again. Now I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases, the thought that amazes is you love me and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There I've said it again.
Out at the St. Albans Naval Hospital, Gene Hamilton is waiting with our second Mother's Day gift. Come on in, Gene.
Thanks, Glenn. Here with me is a sailor. And your name?
Harry Brown, Seaman First Class.
From Los Angeles, right?
Right.
And your mother and wife are at the radio in your home in Los Angeles listening to the program.
Can they really hear what I'm saying right now?
You bet they can. How long since you've seen your mother, Perry?
It's been almost 2 years.
What ship did you serve on?
The best ship afloat.
You know, every sailor I ask that question answers me the same way. Which best ship were you on?
USS Kearney.
The destroyer Kearney. She's one of the fightingest ships afloat. She was hit with a torpedo full amidships off Iceland and made port under her own steam. Perry, what do you intend to do when this is all over?
Well, I've got certain plans about a little ranch in California after we take care of a little guy called Hero Tito.
You're going back to the Pacific, too?
You bet. Oh, I don't like to be shot at any more than anybody else does, but I don't like the Japs either.
That seems to be the way all you boys feel. It's a messy job, and the quicker we get it finished, the better. Now, what would you like to have us play for your mother, Perry?
Well, she always liked the song In the Good Old Summertime.
Then she'll hear it, and she'll get a recording of it with your part on it, too. How about it, Pops?
You bet, Gene, and the Mary Max are pitching in on this Mother's Day gift, too. To your mother, Perry, from the Mary Max and Paul Whiteman with love. In the Good Old Summertime.
In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, strolling through the shady lanes with your baby mine. You hold her hand and she holds yours, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie wootsie in the good old summertime.
Every once in a while, we hear a popular tune that never loses its freshness. In the musical jargon, they call this a standard. Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, now play and sing one of the best of the standards, Lady of Spain.
Spain,
This is a day of rededication, too. For victory has been won in Europe at the price of complete devotion to our cause, complete singleness of purpose. We know that the cause is not yet won, that a cruel and relentless enemy still stands undefeated before us. But today, we have reason for confidence in our fighting strength and the productive power which makes it effective. But we know as well that it cannot win the final victory against our fanatical foe unless its full force is applied. So today, we of Philco rededicate ourselves to our tasks. With full confidence in our leaders, we follow their lead on the home front with the same singleness of purpose that brought us victory in Europe. And in their electronic laboratories and production lines, the men and women of Philco are at their command. Identification. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company. This is the Philco Hour, with one full hour of music, with the singing star Kay Armon, the Mary Max, and Paul Whiteman with the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. As a special feature for Mother's Day, we'll visit St. Albans Naval Hospital to pick up servicemen whose mothers will hear their voices for the first time since they've been back from the war fronts. But now, Paul Whiteman and the orchestra open the second half of our show with a forever and ever tune, Irving Berlin's sentimental and nostalgic, Always.
Thank you.
And now the Merrimacks surround the microphone and give us their own arrangement, which is like no other arrangement in the world, of an up-and-coming tune called I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Oh, light! Oh, light! Oh, light!
My eyes have opened up at last.
It's hard to believe I found you. I never cared much for moonless skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caught the spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
I never cared an awful lot for
moonlit skies.
I never thought of winking back at
fireflies.
But now that all the stars are in your
beautiful eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. Oh, light. Oh, light.
I never thought of going in for
afterglow
or candlelight hanging on a
mistletoe.
But now when you're a-turning every
lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. Never, never made love by lantern shine. And now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning, beginning to see the light.
For our third Mother's Day radio reunion, we take you again to Gene Hamilton at St. Albans Naval Hospital.
Here in Ward 115 at St. Albans Naval Hospital, I have a fighting Marine. Tell us your name.
Louis Bernard, Gene. Rifleman, Marine Corps, 5th Division.
5th Division Marines. That means you're a veteran of Iwo Jima, doesn't it?
That's right. I put 14 days in there before I got hit.
14 days at Iwo is a long record of service, Louis. That was the toughest battle in the long and brilliant history of the Marine Corps. Louis, you know that your mother is listening in, don't you?
Yes. And boy, that gives me a thrill because with all three of us gone, this is a lonesome Mother's Day for her.
Two other boys from your family in the service?
There's Leonard, my kid brother.
How old is he?
18 and in the Army Air Force. And John, my older brother, 20 in the Navy.
And you, 19 and in the Marines. Congratulations to you, Mrs. Bernard.
I got a special reason for being glad John's in the Navy.
You have, Louis? What is it?
Well, when I was fighting on Iwo Jima, I lasted 14 days fine. Then I got a shrapnel wound in my arm. It knocked me out.
It must have been a pretty bad hit.
Yes, and when I came to, there was a Navy medical corpsman working on me. That Navy medico was my brother, John.
That's one for the books. And good reason for your mother to be especially happy today. She's going to get a recording of this, Louis. Anything special you'd like to say on it?
Oh, just that I'm getting along fine here at St. Albans, Mom. And the doctors say I'll be as good as new in a few weeks. And I'll be able to play basketball, football, and baseball just like I used to.
That's great. Now, what's the number you'd like us to play for you to your mother?
Her favorite is Over the Waves. But Mr. Hamilton...
Yes?
I wonder if you could make that song from all three of us. Me, Leonard, and John.
We sure can, Louis. And this program is shortwave to the armed forces overseas, so there's a good chance that Brother John will hear it. Take it, Paul.
Got it, Gene. To a real American mother, from her boys, Louis, Leonard, and John, Over the Waves.
Thank you.
thanks to you, three servicemen, and we're happy you got a chance to be heard by your mothers. Our thanks also to Captain Lester L. Pratt, commanding officer of St. Albans Naval Hospital, for his cooperation. And now, from Over the Waves, the string section of our Radio Hall of Fame orchestra brings us right up to date with the modern rhythmic jazz pizzicato. Comes now the time for our tune of the week. What did you pick this week, Paul?
We've got an up-and-coming tune here that we think is going to keep climbing till it hits the top. It's called I Should Care.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra play, and Kay Armand sings Paul's nomination for the tune of the week, I Should Care.
find someone as charming as you. But I should dare, and I do.
On Broadway, when a producer comes along with two musical hits in a row, that's news. The Theater Guild enters that select category with Carousel, the Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein Jr. musical version of the play Lelion, by the same group that gave us Oklahoma. It's one of the most tuneful scores in musical comedy history, and it gains in the presentation which Paul Whiteman, the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Chorus and Orchestra, give it now, with the Mary Max and Kay Arman helping out. Your seat on the aisle for Carousel.
again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I let my golden chances pass me by.
Dedication mean to us on the home front? It means a full realization that we dare not relax our full efforts for victory until the Battle of Japan is won. We have bought war bonds. We have observed wartime regulations. We have volunteered our time and service because it was our way at home to help our boys fighting at the front. Our boys are still fighting at the front. They are faced with a long and bitter struggle in the Pacific, which has scarcely more than begun. The one final message of this day for us at home is to carry on with redoubled vigor, to speed the day when all the world will be truly at peace. Hearts of each of us today, there's a prayer of genuine thanks. Thanks that the war in Europe is over, and a prayer for strength to finish the fight. To honor this spirit of quiet joy and gratitude, Paul Whiteman, the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus present An American Prayer.
Oh, Father, what is...
We
special thanks to Kay Armand for doing such a wonderful job filling in for Georgia Gibbs, who, the doctor promises, will be back with us next week, when Philco will bring you one full hour of your favorite music, featuring Georgia Gibbs, the world-famous Mary Max, and the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, and the Philco Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. Sunday at this time, Philco Corporation brings you the Philco Hour in the name of Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. After victory, those dealers will bring new products for good living to your home. Finer radios, phonographs, refrigerators, and air conditioners under the Philco name, famous for quality the world over. This visit to your Radio Hall of Fame will be transmitted to our men and women overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Radio's famous quiz kids will sharpen your wits. Hear them in just 30 minutes over most of these stations. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.